The Czech Army is coming home from Kosovo, having ended its mission there this week after 12 years. In that time, more than 8,000 Czech soldiers have come and gone through the on-site KFOR peacekeeping force. Christian Falvey reports on the Czech's largest mission in the Balkans as it winds down.
Shajkovac Military Base, or Camp Shajk, as its inhabitants call it, is the only entirely Czech base in the fledgling Balkan state of Kosovo. In recent years, it was home to some 500 soldiers. Today, the nearly 200 soldiers stationed there have the sole task of cleaning house. The site, near the northeastern border with Serbia, must be returned to its original state in order to be handed over to its owners. Military equipment is being returned to the Czech Republic, and the structures will be dismantled by the end of October. All that will remain of the dozen years the Czechs spend here will be a water plant that supplies the nearby town with drinking water. Former Army Chief of Staff General Jiří Šedivý was the commander of the Czech I-4 contingents in Bosnia in the 1990s and is well acquainted with the situation in the Balkans.
I think that the Czech Army has helped pacify the situation in the Balkans in recent years. Thanks to that, problems can now be solved locally, if not democratically, then at least by normal human means. Czech soldiers have done a lot for the safety of national minorities. This is especially true for the Serb minority in northern Kosovo.
General Šedivý noted that the Slavic bond, namely the Czech language and mentality, played no small role in their work in a Balkan context.
Our soldiers were able to communicate with their counterparts without an interpreter. This was an advantage. On the other hand, both of the two peoples who we were working among initially hoped that we would be more generous to their particular side. Our soldiers kept very strictly to the standards, however, and thus gained respect very quickly.
General Šedivý's successor, Army Chief of Staff Vlastimil Picek, also took account of the last 12 years, speaking after a solemn ceremony marking the end of the mission at Šajkovac.
It was a tremendous experience here for our soldiers. Now it's up to not only the locals, but also to the EULEX mission to make sure that the self-governing institutions in Kosovo do their work accordingly. I had the opportunity to speak with the commander of the KFOR peacekeeping force, General Erhard Bühler. He has praised the Czech soldiers very much. I think that the Czech Republic has left a good impression here. Still, while we wrap up our mission, 15 Czech officers will still operate next year in Pristina.
Indeed, the KFOR mission overall is far from finished, as General Bühler himself told reporters.
We still respond according to the resolution of the United Nations for a safe and secure environment and for the borders, for the inviolation of the borders. We have to prevent any violation of the borders. We are still responsible for the administrative borderline to Serbia. And especially we are responsible for the build-up of the future Kosovo security forces.
The Czech Army has taken part in all international missions in the Balkans ever since 1992. Over the past 19 years, 13 Czech soldiers lost their lives in Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Kosovo. Still, many of the troops say that they leave with a feeling of accomplishment and pride in what they've built.
Christian Falvey with that report. Now, have you followed Czech involvement in Kosovo? And do you have an opinion? If so, you can share it with us here at Radio Prague. We always are very happy to hear from our listeners. You can write to english@radio.cz or write to our street address, Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. And don't forget, some of your comments might even make it onto the air.